This summer, I went golfing with my son. We pulled into the parking lot, and as we were getting our clubs out of the car, I started chatting with the person next to me. And he had just finished his round of golf, and we were doing the typical golf banter about how tough the course was and how we didn't get out to play golf enough. After that, I went in to pay, and my son and I walked out to pick out one of the golf carts. And there was a man in another cart set aside. I asked him, "Hey, is this cart okay for me to take? Because you want to make sure that, you know, the battery's powered up or whatever." And he said to me, "I don't work here." I was a little embarrassed, but my son was mortified. Now, what I didn't tell you was that the man was African American, who I mistook for an employee of the golf course. But the story gets worse. My son said, "Dad, I knew you were going to do that." And here's the part that's even worse. That man in the cart was the man that I had just spoken to moments earlier in the parking lot. I got sick to my stomach. I deliver training on diversity and inclusion all over the world. I pride myself on being self-aware about my own biases. I'm Latino, as is my wife. And I have seen my own mother experience racism. So what the heck was going on here? Today, I want to share a technique that will help you uncover and, more importantly, reduce your unconscious bias. It's one thing to know what your unconscious biases are, but that's not enough. We need to actively work on reducing our biases. And I'm going to tell you how. This comes from Patricia Devine, a researcher from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and she created a three-part process for reducing bias. The steps are detect, reflect, and reject. Let's use my example as we go through the three steps. First is detect. In my particular case, I was lucky because I had my son with me. Based on how he reacted, I would say that he knows me pretty well. If he wasn't there when this happened, I could have said, no big deal. Easy to mistake someone for working there. I mean, he was situated near where some of the golf attendants usually hang out, and his cart didn't have a golf bag on it, so easy mistake, right? Wrong. Rationalizing or saying, "It's not me," is the worst thing you can do. If you make a mistake like this and the person belongs to a marginalized group, such as because of their race or gender, sexual orientation, age, etc., then your bias just showed up and you need to deal with it. Just accept it and move on to the next step, which is reflect. So what happened here? I truly believe that my unconscious brain saw a person of color and decided quickly that he worked there. That was my first reflection. I associated a low-paying job with him. Through my own work on diversity and inclusion and from speaking with people of color, they are often mistaken for these types of roles just because of the color of their skin. But what about the fact that I had just talked to him moments ago? That, too, was worth exploring and reflecting more on. Why didn't I recognize him? Why was my bias so strong that despite having just spoken to him, I still didn't recognize him? I mistook him for someone he was not. I know if the person with whom I spoke in the parking lot was white, I would have recognized him. I know this as a fact. Research shows that people of color are often mistaken for other people of color with whom they have no resemblance other than the color of their skin. I didn't take the time to truly engage with him in the parking lot, to look at him in the eyes, in the face, and take genuine interest in him. The final step is reject. It's important to reject the unconscious bias with disconfirming data. My bias was that when I saw a person of color at a golf course, I assumed that they worked there and weren't there to play golf. So one thing I could do is reflect, visualize on the fact that people of color do play golf. In addition, there are an endless list of people of color who are highly educated and have extremely important roles in society, government, business, and organizations. So when we slow down, focus, and seek disconfirming data, we are actually training our brain to be less biased. That is how we reject our bias. If we don't slow down and explore, in other words, detect, reflect, and reject, then we are actually reinforcing the bias because your brain takes it as a confirmation of your bias. So I'll leave you with this. If I can add a fourth step, it would be commit. Commit to taking actions based on what you heard. My commitment is that when I have a casual conversation with anyone, and particularly someone of color, I will make a concerted effort to be fully present and connect with them with authenticity.